Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elia Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, Pierre. Hey, Fort McMurray. I'm Colin Hardigan, broker owner here at Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray. And I've been in the community since 1986. I've been on your show before, Mr. Elliott, so it's awesome. And I think a lot of people around the community probably know who I am. But just to clarify, I'm in the real estate business. We do property management, real estate sales, commercial and residential. And we absolutely love Fort McMurray. As our slogan is, we love YMM. So that's about probably good enough information to start off with.
That is. Well, thanks for being a return guest. The reason we're here today is because we were both on a trip together.
Yep.
So there was the inaugural flight to Tucson, Arizona, and you were part of that. So what we did was we interviewed a bunch of individuals, and their episodes have been airing.
Yep.
And what we try to do is two episodes from Tucson every week, and then we cap it off with a guest who was also on the trip. So
awesome.
You were on the inaugural flight.
Yep.
Everybody that went had a different type of vacation.
Yep.
And I think you had a different type of vacation than some of the other people that we've spoken to.
For sure.
Can you talk about your stay in Tucson?
Yeah, absolutely. Love to, Fort Mac. The reality was I was was honored to be able to be invited on the trip on the inaugural flight as a business leader in the community to be part and try to share that experience so we could spread the word to the other people in the community about the experience and what we learned there. For me, the experience was fabulous. You know, we got a little bit of rain, which delayed some of our activities. But hey, rain in the desert doesn't happen very often. So maybe it was a sign to come back again, in which we're definitely going to plan a trip back.
Yeah.
For us, the group that went was excellent. It was definitely focused, as some of your episodes have shown. We had the vibe from the community there was tremendous. And the business community really stepped up at a high level way to show their appreciation. And also not just appreciation, really actively try to build with the business community here to find synergies between the two communities to continue that direct flight, which obviously opens options to Phoenix, other parts of Arizona, not just Tucson, by the way.
That's right.
Although Tucson has a strong business community, which super impressed me.
Yeah. Now, you had a different trip than myself and Tanner, for sure. We got an Airbnb and we stayed downtown and we walked around.
Yep.
But you stayed in, I forget the name of the hotel,
JW Marriott on Star Road, the Star Resort.
And you utilized it for what it was. Like
100%.
You spent some time there. So
absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because no other guests we've had really invested the time in that resort like how
yeah, for sure we did. There was a group of us that kind of stuck together, I think, for the trip. And the JW Marriott Resort was fabulous. It's a little bit further from downtown than maybe you would have normally liked. But if you're a golfer or if you just want to relax, take a break from work and kick your feet back, it's an absolutely fabulous hotel, great service, and it's actually still close to everything. In the U.S., Uber is well known. So getting an Uber to anywhere in the community from the JW was very easy.
Right.
Transportation was available. But the hotel itself was great. The staff were great. The pool amenities were awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, the restaurants and food were great. And we definitely, we got out and explored, but maybe not as much as others, but we definitely got to enjoy the facility.
Yeah, what I heard about the facility, which kind of blew my mind, was, like, I've been to quote unquote all exclusives, like out of the country, not out of North America, I should say. But it seemed like this literally was like a resort feel where you had different restaurants. They had outdoor activities for you to do there. There was a great pool setup, which is, I think for most people, when they think of a hotel, that's not what they're thinking.
Yeah, it's definitely a higher end hotel, the JW Marriott series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's multiple things happening for sure.
Yeah.
Outdoor activities, you know, the list, they had outdoor ping pong, outdoor, you know, pickleball. They have all kinds of things happening. So,
right.
So really, if you just wanted 3 days off to turn off the world,
right.
You can land in Tucson, head to the resort, hang out there, and then head home and really have an enjoyable experience and enjoy the sun and chill out and still have a great experience with golf courses on the resort. It was excellent.
Nice. Now, outside of Tucson, we'll talk about Fort McMurray a little bit.
Yep.
It's a brand new year. We're in January.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Fort McMurray and like in the real estate world.
So Fort Murray's off to an interesting start for 2023 on the real estate side. Interest rates have climbed back up again, which I think we're all sick of hearing, but it is a reality.
Yeah.
But the truth is 5% mortgage rates is normal. You know, 1.2% was not normal.
That's right.
And it was a great opportunity to invest in the market. Mm-hmm. That's come past us a bit. But even at 5%, you know, I tell people all the time, people that carry a balance on a credit card at 19%, borrowing money at 5%, 5.5% is still the cheapest form of borrowing money when it comes to a mortgage outside of all other loan processes you could get. Mm-hmm. Even a line of credit sits at about 7.5% right now with the recent increase. So the things that we've experienced for sure is inventory has slowed. It's eased a bit and it seems to have backed off a bit, which is a good sign. In the basic of economics, supply and demand, when demand slowly increases and supply isn't there.
That's right.
The days on market will start to come down, and we expect to see that in 2023. I think we're not out of the gates from some tough times still. I think to blow smoke would be a mistake.
Right.
I think that there's still a lot of people hurting out there in Fort McMurray, and these interest rate increases aren't helping to some folks
that maybe
didn't take the time to meet with their mortgage person, do a refinance, or lock in those rates. If you haven't, get to it. Make sure that you do. But we do expect rates in the next 18 months to start to come down again.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely this will be a peak to a valley.
That's right.
I do not predict major decreases, though. I do not predict seeing 2.5% interest rates or 3% even.
Right.
When I say turn down, you might see a half a point or a point.
That's right.
I don't see those wild swings again.
That's right.
Especially with inflation, what we've seen. So that's the inventory as of today, January 31st, I'll time date this a little bit. Inventory hasn't come onto the market like we maybe expected. So that's a good sign. And sales have been good so far this year, similar to last spring. Definitely last fall, from August through to now, there was definitely a hold where we've seen prices decrease again because people got scared.
Of course.
With the interest rates climbing. When they climb like that, everybody jumped up on the fence and go, let's wait and see. Fort McMurray's a unique place, though. So what I've always said to people, if you're planning on being Fort McMurray long term and this is home, commit. I think Fort McMurray's one of those places, if you don't commit, it can beat you up a little bit. And if your plan is for only the next 5 years, 1 to 5 years, maybe renting is an option. And because it is a high risk market when it comes to that. But some of the things that have occurred with the merger and acquisition of Suncor and Syncrude, some of those things happen at the bottom of the market, not at the top.
Right.
So that's good signs ahead. And that means the worst may be behind us. And I think that we're all thinking that's the case. And the economists out there also believe that's possibly the case. And a change in government wouldn't help either federally, I think.
Right.
And I think most of us would agree with that, that's been having a severe impact. So,
And at the end of the day, the prices currently in Fort McMurray of the houses, although like myself, I bought my current house pretty high.
Yeah.
They're at an affordable level that people can actually get in to the market. And it makes like your wage, if you have a job out at site or outside of it, you have a good working wage to afford that house, I find, in Fort McMurray. And for a while there, it was running away in regards to these houses are so expensive that even with two really good jobs, it's still hard to break into the real estate market. I feel that's not necessarily the case anymore.
Well, it's a great point. So there's no question not everybody can afford an $800,000 house.
That's right.
It's not realistic. It's not healthy for any economy and or local market. So this correction, I've been in here since 1986, so I felt it as well.
Right.
I didn't buy. I was a kid in 1986, so I also didn't buy at the bottom.
Right.
You know, so at the end of the day, you know, I use the example all the time. A two-bedroom condo in our market used to be $450,000. Now it's $210,000.
That's right.
You know, so that's a big drop. A house that was $950,000 at our peak is now sitting at about $700,000. So it's a quarter of $1 million drop, which is substantial, and it does open doors for those folks that, hey, $650,000. I think we're there. We can buy a good home.
That's right.
That any Canadian should be able to buy,
right,
in an economy with a double garage, with a fully developed basement to raise their family.
Yeah.
You know, squeezing your family into a $450,000 townhouse isn't fun.
That's right.
For anybody. You know, each level of housing is for the different type of buyer. Yeah. So you're right on your points.
Yeah. I have a question for you, because I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I knew when I was coming here, I was like, Ellie, don't forget this question.
Hopefully I can answer it.
Yeah. I find it fascinating. Fort McMurray, the old part of Fort McMurray, used to be Beacon Hill,
yep,
and Abbasan.
Yep.
Now, because of the wildfire,
yep,
like, those houses aren't the oldest houses anymore. Now, yep, you're seeing the older houses in, like, the older part of Timberley, in Thickwood even.
Yep.
What is the market over on this side of the bridge looking like, because you're not looking at the old houses anymore?
Well, from every disaster, there's always some positives that come from every situation, I think.
Yeah.
And as awful as what happened in Fort McMurray with the wildfire, it's definitely, we've seen a massive change in those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Beacon Hill in particular,
right.
I would use that as the best example, because the cool things about the old areas is the lots are wider.
Huge.
The lots are deeper.
Yeah.
So if you have kids and you have a dog and you want a bigger yard, that may really appeal to you compared to the newer developments where it's a little more jammed in and people know that. So those neighborhoods have experienced a bit of an overhaul, and a lot of people like being south of the bridge. I think that, you know, with the evacuation of the fire, there's definitely some people felt the bridge is a bit of a bottleneck,
and
they feel safer south of Fort McMurray. So I think I've met some clients that maybe people haven't thought about that, that are still traumatized by the fire and feel being south of the bridge just feels better for them for an exit strategy in the future. But realistically, there's great schools at that end of town.
Yeah.
I know Sheldon Germain is a principal up at Good Shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a great school up there and great program, and the Beacon Hill School also.
That's right.
So some people like that.
Yeah.
Class numbers are a little lower.
That's right.
Because, you know, there's the major population is north of the bridge.
Yeah.
But values have hung in there. So there's been houses that normally would cap out at 500,000 back in the day in Beacon Hill. We've seen sales in the 800,000 range in Beacon Hill now with some fairly executive style homes.
Mm-hmm. So, I've had a number of friends now actually move over there.
Yeah.
And for a big part of my 20s, I actually lived in Beacon Hill and I loved it.
Yep.
Like, I have no qualms with Beacon Hill.
Yep.
But like you said, bigger lots, more space. And now if you have like a modern home up there, it really becomes a discussion topic to be like,
100%.
Hey, maybe we live on that other side of the bridge. I never thought about it like what you said, though. That's fascinating to me. I'm glad I asked the question in regards to, like, yeah, you would have some individuals who are just like, hey, listen, I feel safer on that side of town.
Which is maybe a discussion we don't have that often. But Fort Murray changed. The wildfire changes quite a bit.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a large majority of people that love being north of the bridge for the amenities and, you know, for all the other reasons. And
I think
most people living in Fort Murray understand what those are. But no question, Prairie Creek, Beacon Hill, Gregoire, even waterways downtown. I've had some clients leave Timberley, move back into the waterways area.
Really?
Because of the ability to be close to recreational opportunities,
access
to the river, access for their boating, skidooing, all those things. And it's been a neat shuffle to watch. And Fort Murray's changed quite a bit in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I go to Safeway or the grocery store now. I don't get stopped as half as much as I used to going through the grocery store. People that I know in the community, and I know a lot of people still.
Right, that's right. That's exactly
so there's a lot of people we still don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
One other part of town that I'm just curious about, because I've seen a lot of units go on the market and then move as well, is the downtown apartments, like when I call them the Syncrew Towers.
Yeah.
I don't
call
know
what
it what
is.
Still
yeah,
called,
no, yeah, yeah. We know what you're talking about.
I've seen a lot of stuff moving in that area for like a shocking price, to be honest.
$44,000.
So I'm just like, what the heck? So as somebody, like, I know in my early 20s, I would have jumped on that opportunity as a rental opportunity, like just boom, right away.
Yep.
But
there's always a catch.
There's always, listen, being a being a landlord is tough work.
Yep.
And that's why I don't really do it as much anymore, because it's anyways. But I've been seeing these prices, and not only low, but moving, and I think that's phenomenal.
So like anything, great point. So we have had units in the 40,000 range, two-bedroom units in the towers.
Right.
River Park Glen, for maybe the other term that people use or recognize it at.
Okay.
The reality is investors are back in the market, so that's been good, because the price points are so low.
Mm-hmm.
Rents have not gone down because construction is slow. Demand is slightly increased. increased. Right. But the challenge is condominiums. You have to understand condominiums, condominium fees.
That's right.
On those cheap units,
yeah.
With they have really high condo fees, which impacts the value.
Of course.
And that's the importance of hiring a real estate agent. Here's a shameless plug, but
yeah.
in true nature, hiring a realtor, if you're going to buy a house, typically costs you nothing. Right. So getting their expertise and understanding if this is the right purchase for you or not, I think is important.
Right.
Because there's a lot of factors to consider besides just the price.
That's right.
And typically, too good to be true, as we all know,
yes.
is too yes. good to be true. But yes. there's no question, if the market turns around, yeah. those same units were $225,000,
yeah.
even with somewhat similar condo fees, yeah. But the buildings are aging, work needs to be done, and that money comes from those owners.
Right.
So that offsetting pitch is,
yeah.
is a fairly inexpensive unit,
yeah, yeah.
but as long as there's a good management team in place,
that's right.
the light will be at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
No, I hope that makes sense.
But, it makes perfect sense to me, yeah. and I hope it does. And if you have any questions, you can contact Colin, and he'll explain it to you more when he's buying or selling a house for you.
Happy to.
So, no, it's just fascinating, because I like to look at these things. So
yep.
I was excited to come down and talk to you, because you are seeing, and for me, the movement of not just condos or houses showcases to me that, like, and you nailed it,
yep.
that investors are coming back. There yep. is money being invested into the community again. And I think real estate is like kind of a good barometer on like how you can judge how your economy is going to move. And I just yep. see, these are positive signs that I'm seeing.
And then a real positive that I've seen personally, and we've talked about in our office, is we see some younger people coming into the market as those investors that are committed to Fort McMurray,
that's right.
have a great career or job here,
yeah.
absolutely love the community and see a bright future here.
Right.
And I think as rough a ride Fort Murray's been through, mm-hmm. it still has endless opportunity. I think it's always been good to most of us. There's no question it's beat some people up, and it's unfortunate. And I said this year at our annual meeting for our office, mm-hmm. I really commended our team on the amount of psychological things they've had to deal with,
yeah,
sitting at the kitchen table with families that it's not good, and
right.
it hasn't been good.
Right.
Offsetting to that, there's people that are seeing an opportunity to and taking advantage of it this time. So
yeah.
it's such an interesting market.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, listen, my man, that is the end of the show. But before
yep.
I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Hey, my shameless plug today is there's no question here at Coldwell Banker. We have a team of fabulous agents, almost 40 agents here that are all well-trained, ready to help you in the community. Our phone number is 780-714-5050. We have an amazing team of realtors that are passionate about Fort McMurray and are ready to help you, not just myself. I always like to talk about my team behind me, and they make us great. So we love YMM, and we absolutely love this community and love being part of it. So
awesome. Good shout-out, my man. Yep. All right. Well, for everybody at home, thank you for tuning in again. We really do appreciate your ongoing support by viewing the show. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Appreciate that. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.